I brought something with me this morning. I don't know where anybody could tell me what it is or not. Don't know whether you've ever seen one of these things. Ever seen one of these things here? What do you reckon it is? You don't know the name of it? Hmm? Yeah?
It's
like a donut, but it's not. It's a pretzel. It's a pretzel. Now, I often wonder where things came from. I mean, whoever got an idea to make something that shape? It seems rather silly because there's more hole than there is eating in it, isn't there? Away 1,400 years ago, that's before I was born, that's even before Joe Murray or Johnny Woosley was born. It's a long, long time ago. And about 1,400 years ago, there was an Italian monk and he made bread. And he also had a problem because he was trying to teach boys and girls how to pray. And boys and girls in those days found it difficult to sit still. And you know what he made them do? He made them fold their arms like this. Let me see you doing that. He made them fold their arms like this whenever they were praying. And whenever they were good and they were able to fold their arms and be good and pray, he gave them a little prize. He made them a little biscuit called a pretzel, because it's the shape of someone with their arms folded. And pretzel really just means a little prize. And so it was boys and girls like you away 1,400 years ago that made a man think about making a pretzel. But you know, we all need to pray. But you don't always have to fold your arms to pray. I know sometimes in children's meetings that's what we want people. We ask you to fold your arms and bow your head. And it's good to do that because it helps you to concentrate. But you know what the Bible tells us? That we can pray any time, any place. We can talk to God any time, any place. In fact, the Apostle Paul one time wrote to the church at Thessalonica and he said, pray all the time. Never stop praying. Now, that's a difficult thing to do because you can't pray when you're sleeping. Sure you can. But he meant, you know, when you're awake, all the time he was underlining the fact that you can talk to God anytime, any place. You can talk to God in school, at home, when you're driving in the car. You can talk to God anytime. And that's a wonderful thing. So, next time you see pretzels, if you've never tasted them, get your mummy or daddy to buy you a packet in Tesco's. They're lovely. But when you get them, remember about praying. And just don't remember then. Pray to God all the time.